Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about identity, responsibility, and self-care. Now, I have identified myself with Burning Man and Pink Heart pretty deeply. It would be very difficult to explain myself and what I do, what I care about, what my values are, without mentioning Burning Man and Pink Heart. Pink Heart, this will be the 10th year of Pink Heart, my Burning Man camp that I helped create and continue to participate and help lead. And it is intimately connected to my journey. And if you were listening to these broadcasts in April, we did a fundraiser. Pink Heart did a fundraiser that I did a poor job of delegating. I did a poor job of asking for help or accepting help. And next thing I knew, I was overwhelmed and frustrated and had this kind of resentment. And I told the leadership group of Pink Heart, I said, I'm done. No more fundraisers for me. And I must have said it with a little bit too much teeth, a little too much intensity, because everyone was like, okay, no problem. And then two people in the camp, Brian, who's one of the new members of the leadership committee, and Rudolph, said, we got this. We got the next one, because we already had one on the schedule, the Spin fundraiser, which is the year anniversary of our first Spin fundraiser that we did last year, which I also helped run with Rudolph and Brian and Miranda. So they took it over. And so I was looking forward to just going as an attendee. And the more I paid attention with what they were doing, the more I'm like, they got this. Starting to feel really unnecessary, which has really kind of been more and more the theme with Pink Heart over the years. And leading up to the fundraising event, I had a couple friends invite me to go to another event in Mexico. It was we'd be offline 5 days in this beautiful place, meeting new people and connecting with these two guys that I have kind of known for a while, but really started to get close to recently. And they said, hey, you got to come with us. It's going to be a guy's thing, bonding. We all need this. You need this. And I look at the calendar and I'm like, Pink Heart event. No way, I can't go. And then it started to kind of eat at me. I can't go. Like, I know that there are other people in Pink Heart that don't attend everything. No one seems to be upset. I don't think anyone would be upset at me. Why do I feel like I have to go? And more importantly, what are the consequences of me feeling like I have to go? Over and over, I tell people about, you know, the reason why Burning Man is such a joyful experience, even though you work your butt off, is because you do it joyfully. You take on, like, if someone says, dig this ditch or I'm gonna beat you, sucks. But if someone says, hey, if you wanna help make a giant water slide and make all these people laugh for 10 hours, you gotta help us dig this ditch. You're like, F yeah, I wanna dig this ditch. And there's this huge difference in the mindset that you go about things. And so as I realized that my mindset around the gifting towards Pink Heart and to Burning Man was starting to have a little bit of a film over it, I got a little concerned, because I've been there before. I kind of go through this every year. I think most people who have these kind of responsibilities do, where you get to a point you're overwhelmed and you're like, this is my last burn, or something like that. And so I started to explore the possibility of what would happen if I went to this event, the one in Mexico. What happened if I decided that the things that I need right now are to get away and to build new friendships? Because that was another part of it, is that as awesome as my life is, I have these bouts of loneliness. One of the reasons is because my network of very close friends, the ones I've known the longest, they've all fallen prey to this sickness that claims so many of our young people when they get older, which is parenthood. And while they seem to be living with this ailment, and by some accounts thriving, it debilitates them. And they rarely call me and ask me to do things anymore, which I understand. And so I have new friends, but not a lot of people calling me to say, hey, we're going here. Want to come with us? Or, hey, we're in the neighborhood. Can we pick you up? Or that just doesn't happen to me that much, which usually I'm fine because I'm a pretty, you know, old man, get off my lawn. I like being alone most of the time. But every once in a while, a Friday night will kick in and I have no plans. And I feel like, gosh, it would be cool if I had a crew or I had some guys or something like that. So when these people that I've started to become, you know, closer to did that and said, hey, come with us. We really want you there. I felt like this is what I wanted. This is what I've been asking in some ways for. And if I don't take care of those needs because of obligation, what am I doing? And if it causes resentment, well, then that's really tragic, especially as I'm getting ready to go to Burning Man, where I want to be 100% full-on committed to gifting for Pink Heart and to Black Rock City. So I struggled back and forth, and I talked to the leadership committee at Pink Heart and kind of said, well, what do you think would be the consequences of me not going? And once they understood my reasons and my kind of feel that I had a need for some self-care, they were super supportive. But it also acknowledged that it probably wouldn't be the best idea to publicly say, I'm not going to the party, which I agreed with. If you don't go to your own wedding, you know, people will be like, well, why am I going? Not that it's exactly the same thing, but to some people it is and was. And to some people, I know now that some people were expecting me to be there. So I promoted the event without specifically saying that I'm going to be there. And I apologize for anyone that felt like that was misleading. I never said anything that I didn't believe to be true. But perhaps that is deceit by omission. And I apologize if anyone interpreted it that way. So I should say that if the Pink Heart had a 5-day event that I had time to go deep with people and build relationships with, I definitely would have gone to that. But it was this idea to go to 5 days and really get away. So went down there. It was everything that I was looking for. Lots of time connecting and growing deeper with new friends. Lots of time being away from computer, text, internet, to let ideas percolate and grow. And I felt this momentum of thought happen that I haven't had in a while. Ideas for the future, things that I want to collaborate with people about. And really just felt like it was so what I needed. So I kept thinking, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. I made the right choice. Even though before that, on the weeks leading up to it, I canceled twice on my friends that we went camping with. And they did not lose faith. They did not take no for an answer. And I'm so grateful that they helped me to overcome these patterns that I had. So go to Mexico, coming back down across the border from Mexico, finally get some juice in my phone. And I get these text messages that happened Saturday night, the night of the fundraiser. Like, where are you? Dude, you're not at your own party? What the fuck? Maybe I'm reading into the tone. Maybe it was like, dude, you're not at your own party, dude. What the fuck? I don't know. But I started to feel that, oh, that guilt. And just like I'd let people down, which I'm not sure if you've heard me in the past, but I tend to have a little bit of a people-pleasing need for everyone to like me all the time. So, now luckily, also before the next morning, I hear updates for how the party went, which by all accounts of people who went, it was an incredible party. And as a fundraiser, it was twice as successful as when I was helping run it the year before. It's clearly, amazing things happen when I get out of the way, which is something I'm really chewing on this week. But I did decide that I should explain myself to people. And especially there are people that I feel like that had volunteered, had done things to help out the event, DJs and people bringing their art and things, that if there was some part of our relationship that made them want to contribute in this way, that I felt that I maybe had misled them. And so I wanted to kind of explain to everyone why I made these choices and why I felt like I need to take care of myself and why I felt like I need to let Pinkheart be Pinkheart and not Halcyon's Pinkheart, and why I need to let the people who were doing such an awesome job leading it, lead it and rock it. And clearly do way better. And I did not expect the responses to my post about that to be so supporting. Universally, everyone was, you got to take care of yourself. Good for you. Good for you. Take care of yourself. Self-care is so important. Self-care is so important. This is clearly the era of valuing self-care. And it was, on one hand, it was like, oh, this is now I can feel safe in my people-pleasing mode because everyone's happy with me again and no one's mad at me anymore and, oh, this feels so good. But it didn't totally soothe everything and all of my beliefs. Like, a lot of people, well, there are people that said self-care is always the number one priority, you know, and you gotta do whatever it takes to take care of yourself. And I think that there's a balance in there with responsibility. You know, like, if I thought the event would suffer by me leaving, it would be a different thing for me. And I'd be willing to make some personal sacrifice if I thought it would be incredibly important to certain people. You know, if I told people I would be there, and then last minute I said I can't make, you know, that would be hard for me. Like, honoring my word and my responsibilities is super important. And which is why I talked to the committee first and wanted to establish a decision from a place of communication and integrity. Because I have made decisions in the past where I felt like, well, people will understand why I'm not here. Not why I'm not here. I'll be specific. Although last year during strike breakdown at Burning Man, which is a mandatory all hands on deck, everyone has to start 8 a.m. at Pinkheart. It's mandatory. And an hour or something into working, I did not feel well. And rather than talk to people about how I was feeling, or I just stepped aside and went and laid down. And partly I thought, hey, you know, haven't I earned the right to skip this? People are gonna understand, like, considering how much I've been putting in all week and doing everything, no matter, you know, all these things that people don't even know about, who's gonna care if I skip this? But I was wrong. And initially I was really huffy, like, haven't I earned the right to? And then I thought, well, if I'd earned the right, then I would earn the right to communicate that and ask for it. To just expect was wrong, and I regret it. And it established a feeling that, you know, how come you get to make your own rules? How come all hands on deck and mandatory doesn't include you? And unless we're going to communicate that and talk about it and say, okay, that makes sense, why this, then otherwise I am eroding the commitment and the contract and the understanding and the family understanding that, that we have made. We could change that, but we have made this, and I betrayed that. So in this situation, I thought it was very important for me to be upfront and communicate and not have that potential regret. So the whole experience has been way more significant than I thought it was going to be. Because I knew, well, I hoped that going on retreat would give me these the connections, would give me the relaxation, would give me the inspiration that I was looking for. I did not realize how significant it would be in evolving my relationship to Pink Heart, and how much it was a awareness of ways that I have not let go. In the early days of Pink Heart, we did not have so much of a leadership structure, and I just kind of chimed in and corrected people if I thought things should be different. And after returning, I can see more at times how I've done that, and how maybe at one point people were grateful to hear my suggestions. But now we're at a place where I need to respect and honor different ways of doing things, even if the camp goes in directions that is not the way that I envisioned it or would do it myself. But it's not my camp. It's Pink Heart. And this process of self-care and trust and letting go, it's a chapter that I guess I knew would eventually happen, but did not know it would be happening so soon. You know, there was a pillow embroidered at my grandparents' cabin that said, "The two best gifts we can give our children are one is roots and the other is wings." And while Pink Heart is not my child, Pink Heart is my child. And so it is a exhilarating and scary thing to see it take flight in directions that I have no control over. And it's an adjustment to my identity that I did not prepare for or anticipate. So, will I be pink-haired on the playa this year? I don't know. Probably. What will my role be in the future? I don't know. But if this experience taught me anything, it's that tuning in and honoring my truth, communicating clearly, and trusting other people to experience whatever my truth is in a healthy way, that is a profound lesson. So thank you for all the understanding in my path of self-care and the understanding as my identity adjusts. And I hope that you follow those for yourself as well. Whew. Life, man. Does it ever get chill? Even the chill is like, wee! Ooh, man. Anyway, thank you for supporting and walking this path with me, even if that path is geographically in different countries during certain weekends. Thank you. I love you. If you enjoy these transmissions, do me a huge favor and share them. Give them a thumbs up. Give them a like. Let people know that this is worth listening to. It would make a big difference in my life. Or join my email list and get to know all the new things that happen, including when my next round of coaching will start at list.hugnation.com. Actually, just search Hug Nation. You can find my YouTube channel, find my iTunes, all the good stuff. I love you.